This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I've got a Theakston's Old Peculiar. It's a category 19A Old Ale. So this one is a little strange for the style in that its gravity is a little low. But, you know, we'll see how it stands up. It's been one that's it's been an example that's been around for a long time. Michael Jackson always consistently called it an old ale. So that's how we will evaluate it. Taking a look at it, it's a medium reddish brown color, almost opaque. Holding it up to a light, I can see that it's garnet and clear. It's got a low tan head with poor retention. Old beers can have poor head retention, so I'm not holding that against it. It's a wide range allowable there. I'll give it a 3 for appearance. Aroma, sort of malty, sweet, and fruity. The malt is moderately strong and getting treacle and caramel. It's a light, bready, toasty richness underneath. Some dark, sugary aromatics. Some moderate dried fruit or stone fruit esters, like plums, prunes, currants. It's fairly complex in its malt, malt and the sort of sugar qualities, esters and support. Not really getting any hops. I'll give it a 10. It's, yeah, really sort of interesting, that malty, sugary combination. Molasses, caramel, toasty quality. Tasting it, medium high malt complexity. It's got like deep caramel, treacle, toffee, bready, toasty. A lot of different flavors there. So it's complex malt in the palate. It's a full palate. Moderately sweet finish. But there's also a medium bitterness there with a touch of alcohol in the finish. The malt definitely dominates. It's got moderate esters, like currants and prunes, or the dried fruit type. It's little of any hops. It seems like it's got an aged quality about it, but it's not stale. I'll give it an 18. Like all that malty, sugary complexity. The balance is good too. It's on the sweet side, but you know, alcohol is still peeking out. Mouthfeel. It's between medium full and full body. It's chewy, it's smooth. Carbonation is fairly low, medium low. Very light warmth. Give it a 5 for mouthfeel. So overall, you know, it's near the bottom end of the alcohol range, but I actually am getting some alcohol in it. You know, it's not a big warming hit. It's just like a little, it's just a little pop towards the finish. It is a beer with interesting malt complexity. It's chewy and rich. It has an aged character to it. which is nice in an old ale. I like the esters. They complement the malt. You know, it's a malty sweet beer, and that I think adds to the, sort of the chewiness. But there's some hop bitterness in there to keep it from being cloying. So it's a decent job. It's seems a little bit bigger than I would expect. But I think that helps it do better in the style. So I'm going to give it a 9 overall for a total score of a 45. It's the Theakston Old Peculiar. It's a category 19A Old Ale.